The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Most everybody's going through tough journeys in their life. But let me tell you something. God's not through with you yet. He's not through with us yet. I believe God has awakened the church. He's awakened his family. And he said, it's time to move. It's time to go. It's time to do what I've called you to do.
James and Betty challenge you to be a part of what God is doing in this worldwide revival. Next.
I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I don't know that I've ever been moved by God the way I've been moved this week to come up here and talk to you. And I hope you'll watch, if you have to go back online and watch yesterday's, but I want you to really listen. Because when I tell you that the future of freedom is going to be determined by the response of the people today on this earth, who will hear the Father's heart and come to know his mind and desire to do his will. Betty, I've been alive for over 80 years and married to you for more than 60 years, and I thank God for you. It's the one that changed my life more than anybody on the planet. But I'm just telling you that right now, I guess I'm still hurt and yet amazed at the impact that Charlie Kirk made on planet Earth. I started helping him when he first started because he was being criticized by church people who can be pretty unkind. And I did get that stopped. And he really appreciated it. I said, I see something in you, Charlie. He said, well, I've been watching you off and on all my life. And thank you, James. And so we began to pray together and become friends. And then when his life was taken, it just, in so many ways, was like a shot through my own heart. And yet God, and how he spoke through his precious wife, she's got as great of an anointing of God on her as Charlie had. And I think she'll carry it so well. But I just realized that God is going to use this to help launch the greatest spiritual awakening in history. And so I began to ask God, Charlie's been used to get the attention of the people most people thought you couldn't reach, these young people, these generations. But look what's happened. Look what's happened in their lives and in the universities and the schools. Not only here, but it's impacted the world. And I know God said to me, James, people your age and the older people are going to perhaps be the most important people on the planet to help bring in the next great spiritual awakening. And Betty, that's most of our audience is over 50. You've been watching, some of you younger, but 50-year-olds have always liked us, and 60 and 70 and 80-year-olds have liked us. And the amazing thing is, Betty, it's been the older people who finance the outreach around the world. And right now, today, God showed me that the people that can carry the impact of the awakening to the ends of the earth and the gospel of the kingdom to every nation are the people 60 to 80. They not only have the time, but they have the insight of looking back and seeing what the importance of faith, family, and freedom really is and how it must be guarded and preserved and protected. They can, but also, Betty, they've been given the resources. They have the ability, many of them in estates they've already set up, many of them with money in reserve or in the bank, many of them are retired. They've got the resources to fund the gospel of the kingdom going to the whole world. And it was like God said, James, tell the people that must hear me to carry the message to every nation. What message? The gospel of the kingdom, Betty. You've watched this happen in me. God has captured my heart, my mind, my desires with His dream. Can you see that?
Absolutely, James. And as you said, as the old, we're the older generation now, one of the older generations. And you may be too. You know, you may say, you know, I'm tired. I've lived life. Life has been hard. Yes, it has been for a lot of us. Most everybody's gone through tough journeys in their life. But let me tell you something. God's not through with you yet. He's not through with us yet. He has a lot for us to do. We may not be able to get up and run and jog and move as fast as we used to, but sometimes God wants us to slow down and lean on Him and hear Him. We've been places this younger generation hasn't been yet. We can give wisdom that comes from God. We can pass on the knowledge of God's truth and love, but it takes all of us together, finances and mainly prayer, to just walk through this journey. And what an opportunity, as James said, I believe God has awakened the church. He's awakened His family. And He said, it's time to move. It's time to go. It's time to do what I've called you to do. So I hope you will join with us and say, I'm ready to go. Sign me up. Let me do all in God's kingdom what He wants to do. Let me be a big part of that.
Well, I do know that God wants His gospel of the kingdom to go to all nations. And He said, that's going to happen before Christ returns. Now, please hear this. All of the commands that God gave in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the commission of Christ, everything that God told us to do to overcome the enemy and to make the kingdom impact on this earth has to happen in this kingdom. Think about it. There is no enemy to overcome in the next kingdom. There's no reason to put on the armor of God. There's no need for it. There's no need to try to overcome and walk over the enemy like a spider or a scorpion or dust. He's not there. If we're going to fulfill what Jesus left us here to do, it's the same thing He said to His disciples when just before He left, after He's been talking to them about the kingdom, they're still not getting it. You see, you don't get the kingdom gets us. And He said, why are you talking about something that only one person knows? Do what I left you here to do, but tarry until you're endued with power from on high. And He sent them to the upper room. And when they came out of the upper room, they were empowered by the kingdom. The kingdom that was in them took over. And that kingdom for 28 chapters of Acts was expressed on this earth, right here. And that's what He wants to continue today. But He wants it to continue at an even higher level, where we understand that if we're going to fulfill the Father's dream, the Father's desire, it has to be now, because there'll be no fulfilling that in the next kingdom. That's what He has set up for those of us who know Him and are His family. Betty, I'm more excited about life than I've ever been. We've got over 30 grandchildren, 23 greats, soon 23 greats, and we're going to have a lot more. And we got a family that came from a guy that didn't even have a father. I mean, I didn't have a home. Goodness, I didn't even have a place to live much of the time. And yet God saved me. Amazing, Betty. And I met you when I was 15, and somehow I led you to Christ. But you're the one that changed my life by the life that God put in you that was so beautiful and unshakable. You were uncompromising. You just wanted to please Him. And I'm telling you, Betty, that has captured me and must capture every person that knows Him. And the kingdom is in us. His kingdom in resurrection power is in us. And we've got to release that power right now on this earth.
Amen.
Betty, the stage is set all over the world. People are starving. People are dying of contaminated water. And And our ministry and the missionaries we work with have been called to address those specific needs. And because of you, please listen to me, the viewers of Life Today, every vision, every place of need, all the people where there was starvation, where there was contaminated water, where there were children being trafficked, where there were women trafficked, everywhere there were needs that His love could meet, you did it. You made it possible for the missionaries to stay and not be empty-handed. You gave them the resources they need. You, first of all, provided drilling equipment for water wells. Three or four different sets of that you paid for. You kept all of those wells being drilled with your support. You made it possible to feed by making it possible for the missionaries to have something to feed. You saved the lives of millions, tens of millions of people. And right now, I believe the stage is set for us to take the gospel of the kingdom to every nation. But Betty, it's going to take all of us working together. Please keep this in mind. All the hatred, all the deception, all the nonsense that you're hearing in political circles, in media circles, is caused and led by the deceiver, Satan himself, the father of deception and division and defeat and death, Satan. He is making the suggestions that take over people's minds and their actions and their thoughts and what they say and what they do and what they support. Only the power of God through His family can that power be defeated and broken. That's what His family does. The Father's dream is for His family to fulfill His will, to hear His voice, to know His mind, to do His will on this planet for His glory, to fulfill His kingdom purpose in every nation. Betty, the stage is set today with all the missionaries, the workers, all the needs that we've seen. We know right where to go. And I want to ask you to join us as we have been doing now for the last 40 years in mission outreach, as I have been doing for the 65 years, almost 65, that I've been preaching, for the 600 citywide crusades, for all the outreaches. But we have focused for the last years, not only on media outreach and television, but on missions in the third world. Betty, we have been doing what Jesus said is the most important. We've been touching the least of these. And He says, these who do that are My sheep. And when you do that, you minister to Me. There's nothing that excites Jesus more. Father, You have shown us opportunity. We have seen people leaving many of the areas of great need on this earth, many organizations, but the need is greater now than ever. And Your family, who want to do Your will, Father, can meet every need. And I believe Your family's watching, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you want to touch, and many of you have supported us for many years because you wanted to touch the overlooked, the least of these, and you not only touched them, you saved their lives, you gave them a future. I'm coming to you right now, and let me just say, as if I was sitting there and looking you right straight in the face, His dream has captured my heart. His mind has captured mine. His will is revealed. It can be done on His earth through His family who loses their life to fulfill His dream. Would you right now consider making the largest gift possible to help us reach out where third world countries and especially Africa, many of those organizations that have been able to help them are not able to now. And they pulled out, but we haven't. And our missionaries are saying, please, we can't leave. James, we need to reach out beyond where we are. I hear the Father's heart. I know the Father's dream. I want to fulfill His dream. I want to get His arms around the world He gave His Son to redeem. And only the church can enable that to happen. Would you right now ask God what He wants you to do? He may want you to make a great estate gift out of your estate. He may want you to make a very large monthly gift. But would you right now consider getting your bank card and use it like a check? Dial that number, go online, and make the gift God leads you to make. I'm telling you, the stage is set for the greatest spiritual awakening. And I promise you, one of the ways it'll be manifest is by touching the least of these and the overlooked. And you, as our viewers, have always said to us, we want to do that, not only as long as we live, but as long as there's an overlooked life to be touched by the love of God.
During the miraculous creation of life, a heartbeat is soon detected. Once outside the womb, the heart continues to faithfully pound in rhythm over and over again. Designed by God to last a lifetime, sadly, a heart deprived of proper nutrition can suddenly stop its steadfast assignment and beat no more. For little Margarita, her heart is working very hard to extend her life. While her heart is laboring, her father's heart is breaking, watching her struggle to live. But a father should not have to watch his daughter suffer from something that is so preventable.
So often when we're here, we see mothers and children. We hear the stories from mothers. We've seen so many times the broken heart of a mother. And it so often comes down to us telling a story about the mother, the heart of a mother.
Right.
And yet, you know, the heart of our Father is also the heart of us as fathers.
That's correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that role as a father is actually the role of protecting.
While our mission team was at this Angolan clinic, they came to know of the story of Albano and his daughter, Margarita. Isaac and John, as fathers, can relate to this love all too well themselves.
A father who literally is the expression of that father's heart.
Right.
This is a man like you and I.
Exactly.
A man who wants to protect his precious little child.
But what is a father to do when the enemy attacking your daughter is malnutrition?
The dad was telling us how he's traveled close to 100 kilometers to get here, 7 hours. And this is a father expressing that heart, standing up as a man.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
As a man who says, I have to protect the life of my child. And that's the reality today. This father has done everything he can do, and all he could do got his child here. I want to talk to you, the dads, the fathers watching today. And I want to ask you, will you help us to be the extension of the Father's heart?
Yes.
The expression of it, the extension of the Father's hand? You give the gift that expresses the Father's heart. You extend His hands and you give the gift of life today.
That's Isaac Pretorius. He was being recruited as a young man to be on the rugby team to represent the nation that had won many world championships. And he was watching his dad and me. And God captured him when his dad left after I'd been 36 years working with Peter Pretorius and the missions there. Peter left us a few years ago. And Isaac stepped in, he left every opportunity he had. And boy, he's just done an unbelievable job, hadn't he?
He really has, James. You know, I was sitting there watching, and You could actually see the heart beating inside that precious little one. It really touched me. I thought, God is holding on to her every beat till someone can reach out and save her life. That's us, James. That's the people of God. They won't help you. We're coming. Hold on, please.
Boy, I just... Please, we've saved millions. When I say we, heavy on you. You're the bigger part of the we. All the missionaries say that. They say, James, we always call you first because you can tell the viewers of Life Outreach. And James, they'll give life. Thank you. But right now, in all the third world countries, and particularly Africa, tens of millions are just a heartbeat or so away from death. But we can turn it around. The missionaries told me that right now, those clinics where you see the children, they're rushing there because they don't have food, but the clinics don't have anything either. And we're the ones that have helped supply most of the clinics. God, I've lived for your kingdom purpose, but it can only be done with your people. In Jesus' name. All I could do along with the other missionaries, see the need, know that there is a perfect cure. And it's God's love flowing through his family to fulfill the Father's dream. Would you right now go get your bank card and use it like a check? Get a check, make the greatest check you can, but call us in what you're going to be sending, because we've got to tell the missionaries, you can count on us. I've never had to tell them. Tell those villages, tell those people, we can't help anymore. God, don't ever want to say that. I want to tell them, because of the love of God in his family, his help is on the way through you. Please, make the greatest gift you can, knowing you're giving the greatest gift, life, now, and for eternity. Thank you. Please call that number, go online, make the gift God leads you to make, knowing we're going to send some gifts to you to bless you because we love you so much. Thank you.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We're here in a village in rural part of Angola where mission feeding has not been able to reach this village yet. And you'll see there's a lot of mothers, some fathers, many children that are here. And as we've come into this village and we've started to speak to mother after mother and listen to their stories, what we've heard is the story of the tragedy that happens when mission feeding isn't present. Mother after mother that have told us that they have lost children, many who have children that are suffering from severe and acute malnutrition. And that is why we do mission feeding, and that is why we're here, and that is why we can't leave here without a promise of coming back. A promise that says we will bring mission feeding to you. We will bring the nutrition that means that you don't bury your children. We will end the trauma and the suffering. Please help us today, opening your hearts, dialing that number on your screen or getting online and giving that gift today, because your gift today is the gift of life. It's the gift of food.
Please do all that you can to help the least of these. We need you. Join with us.
You've been so special. You know, I've just experienced my 82nd birthday. Never thought I'd be here this long. But the outreach gets stronger every day and every year, the opportunity. And you're the ones God uses to make the miracles happen. Please do all you can. Please fulfill the Father's dream and His heart's desire. Betty and I say thanks.
Thank you.
In behalf of all of those you're going to put God's arms around and give them life. Thanks so much.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. Randy Robison shares how the ministry of Life Today has changed his life.
It was like God was going, wake up, I got something for you to do.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.